What a win out there today. I mean, just the heart and determination. You've been written off. People were saying you were missing so many players, and sure, Galway were missing a few as well, I suppose, and both teams really went hammer and tongs. It was a great game of Gaelic football to be involved with.
Yes, I mean, you know, the day is a special day, I mean, for Donegal ladies, and I suppose it's probably one of our bigger wins in my time involved with ladies football. I know we won in 2010 in Ireland, but I mean, today's win is up there along with the best stuff, because, you know, it was entertainment football, it was Indian stuff to do it. I mean, I knew the heart and hunger that was in these girls, and I mean, that we weren't going to come down here and make up numbers or for a fixture.
It was a very complete display from the girls. I mean, Yvonne McMonigal got the player of the match, I think, with 1-8. You know, she had a great game there today. But right throughout the field, you know, there was great heart and spirit shown. Every time Galway done something, you responded quite well.
Yes, I mean, you know, we had big players all over the field. But I mean, you know, you talk about Yvonne McMonigal. You know, nobody, you know, in Donegal doesn't know Yvonne McMonigal. Yvonne McMonigal is a special and talented player and a producer for Donegal on many occasions. Not alone today, but she does it every day. She goes out and puts on a Donegal jersey. And that makes Yvonne special and that. But I mean, you know, look, taking away from me, you had Amber Barrett in there. I mean, right over the field, Ciara Hagan, the full back line. I mean, Tressa Doherty. I mean, you know, I can name them in the mid, right through Deirdre Foley. I mean, you know, Katie Hearn in the midfield, Gráinne Houston. Like, I mean, Ailish, I mean, you know, they all, you mentioned everyone, the girls, you know, it was a team effort, it was a heart and hunger that got us over the line today.
What was the message at halftime? You'd got a penalty goal from Amber just before the break, and that was good, put you ahead at halftime. But what was the message at half time, I'm sure, because you knew Galway were going to throw everything at you, and it was, I think, three or four times level then in that second half.
Yes, I mean, and you know, I think that you know, Donegal will come on leaps and bounds for this. I mean, and take great, you know, hunger from it, because I mean, we came back on so many occasions, we got so many, you know, kickbacks, and yet, you know, the hunger and the appetite and the ability to come on again and basically go back up the field and get a score, which, you know, says an awful lot about a team. It was, you know, we had a never die attitude, and we told them at half time in the dressing room, you know, keep doing it. What we're doing, we're doing grand. I mean, we knew we got the ball inside, we had the forwards inside, we could open them up, but that means that we're a bit weak in the full back line. But I mean, we knew if we kept that, and we knew it was going to go down to the wire, but we didn't realise it was going to go down to the last kick of the game.
It's Dublin next up now in the quarterfinals as well. You know, a team who've been very consistent in Leinster in the last couple of years. I suppose the ladies and the men's championships are drawn parallels, of course, as well, with both counties advancing, so it'll be quite interesting. You know, if you're to pit the two men's teams together, it's always going to be quite interesting. It's going to be the same now with the ladies.
Yes, I mean, you know, it's probably, when you say it that way, exactly. I mean, it's in the men's and ladies. But look, I mean, we didn't think about Dublin. I mean, all we were thinking about was Galway today. We get back at it again tomorrow night, and we get focused towards Dublin, and we get luck at Dublin. But I mean, no matter where we play Dublin, we won't be just going to make up numbers. You know, these girls have a big hunger in the belly, and they know what they're capable of doing. And, you know, if we can produce more than the same the next day, you know, we'll be there and thereabouts.
It's hugely that, you know, you'll go into that game with very little pressure on your side again.
Yes, I mean, you know, like, at the end of the day, I mean, you take every game on its merit, and, you know, you look at the Tipperary men yesterday. I mean, you know, every game is there to be won. If you have the hunger and desire, no matter who you're playing, if you have the hunger in your belly and the appetite to win, you'll win. And that,
well,
you know,
well done today, Michael, and all the best in the fortnight.
Cheers, thank you very much.